Good day. This is Paige Estritori coming to you from Financial Services Online for your weekly finance news wrap. We begin on a high maritime note. Australia's very own Austal Limited has secured a substantial loan of $100 million from Export Finance Australia. This move aims to amplify shipbuilding operations in Mobile, Alabama, right in the heart of the U.S. The funding is meant to fuel the Final Assembly 2 project, raising Austal's ability to craft vessels for the U.S. Navy and Coast Guard. Finalized in late October, this deal highlights the sturdy defense ties between Australia and the United States and could lead to an increase in job opportunities and economic growth in both nations. Making waves in the marine insurance realm is Marinex Underwriting, co-founded by Janelle Carnab, Chris Kelly, and Ainsley Smith. Offering much-needed specialized marine insurance solutions, Marinex has stepped into the Australian market, backed by global specialty distributor Amwins. With a diverse range of products, including cargo, commercial hull, and marine liability insurance, Marinex brings a fresh lens to an evolving sector. This means if you're a marine enthusiast or run a business related to the marine industry, you can now look forward to more customized solutions and potentially competitive rates. In a shift in lending trends among Australian small and medium enterprises, or SMEs, close to half are now turning to non-bank lenders for financing, a notable increase of 50% since March 2022. Key drivers behind this move include competitive pricing, a quicker approval process, and greater spending flexibility. Simultaneously, SMEs are advised to assess interest rates and fees carefully with non-bank lenders, underscoring a dynamic financial landscape that warrants a measured evaluation. However, on a less buoyant note, a recent survey by the Commonwealth Bank suggests that Australian SMEs are facing significant cash flow issues. Faced with dropping revenue and low cash reserves, about 80% of businesses surveyed are feeling the pinch of these economic strains. In response, many are dipping into personal savings or even forgoing salaries, a circumstance that calls for serious attention. It marks a critical time for small businesses who must navigate these rough waters. The call to action: proactive financial strategies. These can include increased financial monitoring, exploring alternative financing, and making full use of digital tools, all to ensure businesses can stay afloat and set sail towards growth. That's your wrap on Australian finance news for this week. Remember, being financially savvy isn't just about making money, but also about being aware and making informed decisions. As always, you can find more financial news, advice, and services on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay updated, stay informed. This is Paige Estritori signing off for Financial Services Online. Have a great day ahead.